Hey everyone, Brando here.
And Mike.
And we host the Game Addicts Podcast.
A show about modern and retro video games.
That we play and collect.
Now, here's some vital information for you.
Our podcast is found on podcast services around the globe, such as iTunes,
Podbean,
Stitcher Radio,
and YouTube.
Check us out every Thursday for a new episode.
But wait,
there's more. If you pledge to the Journey into Comics Network Patreon, you get early access to the audio version of the show up to a week early.
So what are you waiting for?
It's time to level up and check out the Game Addicts Podcast today. The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
Today's podcast is about. Joanna's taunting me. Her boobs look so good today. They're so nice. Welcome to Butt Stuff, guys. I'm Kate.
I'm Joanna.
And today, first up, Nate from Journey into Comics has a Grindr review for us. So that's going to go here. And we'll come back and talk about it after it's done.
Holy fucking shit, guys. What's up? Nate here with the Journey into Comics Network, the executive VP, as it were, or one of two. Joanna and Kate have graciously given me the opportunity to come on today and record a little bit and talk to you guys about a free grinder that I got, if you can believe it. Grinders are awesome. They're kind of expensive. The best grinder I think I've ever had was like a Cosmo grinder over like the course of 4 or 5 years, I blew the screen out, just use and sometimes packing in the grinder and not just using the grinder to grind as its intended use. So anyways, I'm scrolling on Facebook as one who works from home does, and I'm just perusing different things, and some reason, I don't even actually fucking know why, this company, Heymay, had a thing that was like, do you want a free herbal grinder? And I was like, fuck yes, I do. Absolutely. Of course I want a free herbal grinder. That would be fucking fantastic. So they were like, then guess what you get? A fucking free herbal grinder if you comment yes. And I was like, well, I'll comment yes, but I don't believe that I'm going to be picked. That's my luck. I've many, many times tried to, you know, do my best to win the free thing. Like, all you gotta do is say apples and bananas, man, and you'll win a free yacht. And I put apples and bananas, and some other fucking schmuck who already maybe has a yacht wins another yacht, and I'm just really confused at that point. I'm like, fuck, man, of course I'm gonna try to win the grinder. Gotta go for it. I type in yes. Day or so later, they hit me up. Bam, Heymay says, you know, congratulations, you are the lucky one, and thank you for joining our Amazon review program. Please write your honest and unbiased review on Amazon directly after using our dry herb grinder. Is it okay for you? If yes, please reply us, and we will give you code and Amazon product link. Cheers! So, of course, I commented yes. I mean, you know, that's what I would do. I say yes again. They give me the link. They circle the one that I need to use. They give me a code. They say, don't forget to give us the order number and make sure to give us your unbiased and honest Amazon review. And I said, I can't wait to review this on a podcast at some point. So this is me doing this, folks. So after I go through placing the order and I use Amazon Prime, it's in the mail. Here we go. We're going to get a free grinder. So a couple days go by. Boom. It's at my front door. As you know, if you're going to review fucking anything, don't get something and then plan on reviewing it like a day after you've had the thing, because, you're not going to have time to live with it. And I think that's a very important thing about reviews. I think that's why Yelp reviews can be such bullshit. Here's my thought. If you go to a restaurant and you have a shitty time and you want to give them a one-star review, wait a week. If you have enough memory and are still pissed off enough about your experience at that shitty restaurant, write the fucking review. But I guarantee you, you're going to have forgotten about it. For the most part, you'll bitch, you'll be pissed off, you'll be like, those motherfuckers didn't give me croutons on my motherfucking salad, and that really pisses me off. And then I'm going to leave this review, and then it's going to negatively affect this business permanently. And that's what I want to say. You know, giving reviews, you are affecting a business permanently. You are saying indefinitely, fuck this place, or indefinitely, I love this place. A smaller business getting a one-star review can be damning. It can fucking ruin a business now. I mean, really, seriously. So some people who maybe, you know, they go to a fucking restaurant, they think they're a Yelp fucking reviewer, they look in their glass and they're like, they're getting one star, I only got 3 cubes of ice in my fucking iced tea. You know, like, people do that, for real. Fuck that. That's not what I'm doing today. I'm going to give you guys an honest and unbiased review of this grinder that I got. And I want to, before I do that, just thank Kate and Joanna for letting me do this on Butt Stuff. It's quickly becoming one of the most listened to podcasts on the network. And that's just because they're funny as shit. So keep listening, folks. Back to the review here. I just wanted to say, it's weird the world we live in. So it's 2017 and I get this grinder in the mail and it's in this box. And I'm like, fuck yeah, it's in this box. What's going to be in this box? And in the box is a, like, really nice, almost beautiful, like, velvety type bag, right? A little travel bag. And in the travel bag is a little fucking stash thing, man, that you put on your keychain. Like, are you kidding me? I'm like, all right, cool. They gave me this little thing that they didn't even tell me was coming. That's super cool. So far, so good. This is a great, it's a great product so far. It's winning. I'm going to review it right away, right? I didn't do that, folks. And here's why. When you review stuff right away, you, like I said, you don't have a chance to really live with it. And also, you don't give it time to show you its flaws. When things are shiny and new, there are no flaws. But ultimately, everything has flaws. People, places, businesses, the whole world, everything is flawed. I'm checking out this grinder, and so far it's nice. Put the bud in, grind it up, have a nice little stash there. Smoky. Have a nice time, right? Hanging out with my friends. We're doing a good thing. Listen to music, maybe listen to podcasts. Who knows? Who knows what we're doing? Maybe cooking some food. Never know, maybe recording a podcast. Hey, right? So far, this grinder's nice. I dig it. I get down on it. We get to about a week in, and I open it up. I put the bud in. I turn it. I open the thing, and the fucking screen fell out. 100%. There's this little, like, fucking thing that, like, pushed it up into the thing, and it fucking fell out. It literally fell out. Can you believe that? After like 1 week, it fell out. Allegedly. It fell out allegedly. So, I reached out to Heymay, and it was the Inify grinder that they had given me for $11.99. It was actually free, though. Again, thanks to Amazon Prime. So, I was like, man, your product fucking broke. And I want to offer you an opportunity to, like, make shit right. And that was 3 days ago. And it says they typically respond within an hour. And here it is 3 days later. And they still have not responded. And I'm hoping that they will attempt to make things right. But I will say, the product does what it says it would do. It does grind up herb. It does do that. But now, now there's no Keef, which is the extra. And you got to have the extra. It's fun sometimes to add the little extra. You let it build up for something special. Everyone knows. It's special. Has to be. So I'm frustrated because my grinder now has no screen. I need a new grinder, apparently. I'm still using it as is. It's just, again, it just goes right to the very bottom. And it kind of sucks. So I would say this is like a 2.5-star thing. If the screen didn't fall out, it would probably be like maybe a high 3.75 starred review grinder, because another thing I don't like about it is the damn paint chips off of it. Using it naturally, the paint is coming off, so it's cheaply painted. And that, now, did I just ingest paint? What does that do to a person's lungs? I'm not quite sure. I don't know. Maybe now I'm just rambling on the podcast, and maybe I should let Joanna and Kate come back from their break or wherever they put me. That's the fun thing about recording segments for podcasts. You never know where you'll end up. So maybe I've introed the show. Who knows? Maybe I've outroed the show. Who knows? Whether or not I've introed, outroed, been in the middle of the show, wherever they put me. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Butt Stuff Podcast right here on the Journey into Comics Network. You can find us at journeyintocomics.com and on all the different podcasting apps. You know, you've got podcasts through iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher Radio and Podbean, which, shout out to Podbean, they're going to be, you know, hooking up the network with a feature in January. Check it out, folks. But anyways, this has been Nate. Thank you guys so much. Take care. Keep token. Later.
Okay, Joanna's phone is just blowing up. Someone is very popular. You haven't said a word, I feel like.
I haven't.
That's my problem. I talk over people. It's bad. So, Nate got that grinder, and I've never had an issue with cheap grinders myself. I have a really super cheap 4-compartment grinder. I think it cost me $10 on Amazon or something. It's like rainbow. It's so pretty. If you follow us on Instagram, which you should, it shows up in a lot of pictures because, you know, it just does.
I just have my Death Star grinder.
Which is so cool, by the way.
It'll be in pictures eventually.
Yeah. We had to change our Instagram password because I made it while I was stoned and I forgot it. So now Joanna has access to our Instagram and it won't just be me. So it sucks that Nate didn't have a good time with that grinder, but at least it was free. I'd rather have a bad time with a free thing than
something you paid for.
Yeah. Okay, so today, aside from titties, we have some very interesting questions to answer. Thank you, Andrew, for sending us those. I don't know why I can't freaking talk today. It's probably a great idea for me to do a podcast when I'm just like, what are words? Why did I say it like that?
I don't know, but it was great.
What is wrong with me?
Everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to? Because this first one is a doozy, friends.
Well, all right. Do you have your answer ready?
I don't, so I'll ask the question.
Okay.
All right. Should we swap the... Yeah, okay. Yeah. If your dad and your husband swapped bodies, which would you rather fuck to switch them back?
As disgusting as it is, I've thought about this really hard. I would rather fuck my husband in my dad's body, because at least that way, my dad will never remember that.
But you will.
I will, but I already have problems as is. What's this problem gonna do?
Yeah. I guess that Because, I mean...
Because
he's still technically my husband.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you fuck the body of your husband, you're still fucking your dad.
Yeah. The consciousness.
And that'll always be there.
Oh, I do not like that question. I do not like it, Sam. I am.
You're not going to like this next one either.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Okay, pretend you have a dick for this one. If you are halfway inside your mother, your father is halfway inside you, would you rather go forwards or backwards?
Forward.
Forward.
Yeah. That gave both the heebs and the jeebs.
Okay.
Pretend you have a dick for this one. One testicle the size of a large orange, or 100 testicles the size of peas. What a ridiculous question.
I definitely want one large testicle.
Yeah, I think peas, 100 of them the size of peas would just, like...
Wrecking ball!
No, those,
oh, God.
The bead clacker toys, like the real cheap plastic ones, the bead just went, yeah, those, but times 100.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Never see your parents again, or always see them out of the corner of your eye.
I don't think I could not see my mom. So, I would rather see them out of the corner of my eye. Does that actually mean that they're there, or am I just, like, glancing at a picture or something?
I don't know.
Well, regardless.
Never see your parents again.
Right. For you, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care about my dad, but my mom, man. All right. Okay. Would you rather have sex with a goat in complete secrecy or not have sex with a goat but have to tell everyone that you had sex with a goat?
I'd rather not have sex with a goat and just tell everyone I had sex with a goat.
Same.
They would just think I'm really kinky.
Because then I don't have to have sex with a goat.
Yeah. You're just really kinky at that point.
You are really kinky.
People are going to be, they're going to be really interested after that. And yes, Caitlin, we know this.
Her name's not Bondage Bunny for no reason. That's in our private group chat. You're welcome.
Oh my god. This is great. Would you rather kick a wall with a toothpick in your toenail or jump in a pool of lemon juice with paper cuts all over your body?
I don't want to answer it. I don't want to do either.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I'm kidding. Why?
I'm kidding.
I guess the toothpick, because at least it's just localized pain instead of systemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that lemon juice is going to burn forever.
Yeah. What the fuck? Would you rather fuck the top half of Emma Watson on the bottom half of Hulk Hogan, or the top half of Hulk Hogan on the bottom half of Emma Watson? These are awful. We're going to answer them anyway.
Top half of Emma Watson with the bottom half of Hulk Hogan.
Same.
There's still a dick, and I can be like, I did Hermione.
There's still a dick, and then there's also boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is an easy one. Would you rather have Dunkin' Donuts for free every Monday or free tacos every week on Taco Tuesday?
Free tacos?
Yeah.
Free tacos. Duh.
I would have all the tacos.
Buy my own damn donuts. Shit. I don't eat donuts that often. Have you ever... have every song you ever listened to slowly turned into All Star by Smash Mouth halfway through? Or every movie you watch slowly turns into Shrek.
Every movie I watch slowly turns into Shrek. I don't watch movies that often. I listen to more music than anything.
Yeah, I think I would probably have to pick that too.
There's still
I
TV
listen to
shows.
A lot of music.
TV shows and books.
It's true.
But music, you can't replace that.
No.
Right. Wait, I have a question for this question.
What?
What about the music in the movies? So, if you picked every song Slowly Turns Into All-Star by Smash Mouth halfway through, would it change in the movies?
I mean, and even then every movie just turns into Shrek anyways.
No, it would just mean that all the fucking music sucks.
It's the music from Shrek. All-Star is in Shrek.
Yeah, but at least it wouldn't be Shrek. But, oh my god. Yeah, I'm sticking with my answer. But okay. Really, what would happen? Do movies count?
I don't know.
Would you rather legally change your last name to Hitler or give up chocolate for the rest of your life?
Give up chocolate for the rest of my life.
Oh, you make me feel like a horrible person. I would change my last name to Hitler.
Having I don't really care all that much about chocolate.
My old last name. I already got the Nazi jokes my whole life anyway, so what's it matter?
True. Would you rather have an IQ of 150 but never be able to move, or be able to move but have an IQ of 50?
Death.
This makes it seem like it's a bad thing to be paralyzed and also low IQ. Neither of which is a bad thing.
I think I'd rather be able to move with an IQ of 50.
Same.
I can't imagine being that way, but...
Yeah.
Well. Would you rather have your... Oh, shit. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life, or participate in a threesome with them once and never have to watch them again?
I don't know. Both of these are terrible.
That's why we're answering them. These are the real questions, Caitlin. When it really comes down to it.
Probably the threesome just to get it over with. Because the rest of your life is a long time. I'm not that old.
I don't know. I don't.
Because, I mean, having to watch people have sex every day would take up a lot of time.
Okay, but don't they eventually die? Eventually, they're going to be dead.
Yeah, but then I'll also be old.
Yeah, but in my case...
Yeah, okay, your dad is way older than my parents.
Well, he's not my dad. If he went biologically, I don't know who he is. But the biological mother is dead. Would I be fucking a corpse if I picked the other one?
We'll just assume everyone's alive.
Oh. Then the threesome, and I would never see them again, and it'd be just like normal.
Thanks, bye. Poop grapefruits or sweat mayonnaise?
Poop grapefruits.
Yeah. Poop grapefruits.
Did you just hear?
A poop. Just, poop, hear? Poop, poop.
Just said that. I can't talk anymore.
Grafe poots.
I think I smoked too much before you came over.
I didn't smoke enough. Let's remedy that.
I'm not remedying mine at all.
That was wet. Because of condensation, not because of anything over here. I made it look like the moon!
This just made me think about that conversation earlier.
The moon's not made of cheese, it's made of weed.
You didn't have that conversation earlier.
No, sorry, I don't know what you are hearkening back to.
I can't remember exactly what it was.
Well, damn it, why bring it up?
I remember your excitement, but I can't remember what it was about. It had something to do with smoking.
Your boobs?
But it was not my boobs.
I was really excited about this.
I get excited when I look down, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather never be able to read again, or every time you read a word, you taste Hulk Hogan's butthole?
Oh my god. I don't know if I can answer this one.
You're gonna have more of a dilemma over this one than the parent fucking one.
I know! What does that really say about me?
That you're a kinky bitch.
Okay, here's the question. Is it clean? Is it shaved? Is it tasteless? I have to examine
the
butthole first.
No, it says you taste Hulk Hogan's butthole. The greater question would be, is it like Hulk Hogan's butthole at whatever time that is?
Because,
like, what if he's working out? What if he's taking a shit? No, thank you. I would rather not ever read again.
Yeah. Now,
as long as we're talking about reading for pleasure and not reading for necessity.
I would assume never be able to read again. It has books in the background, but reading... If you can't read a book, then how can you read basic everyday stuff?
I don't know. I'm assuming that this is some alternate reality where me being able to taste Hulk Hogan's asshole is a thing. Once again, we dive way too far into these things. It's a little ridiculous.
Okay, I'm just going to go with never read again.
Because yeah,
I'm
see, going to assume it's that more it's, reasonable.
It'll be mostly sweaty.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, last one. What would you choose? Speak the language of animals or speak the language of all nations?
Speak the language of all nations because I feel like that's super helpful.
Yeah,
I mean, you same. Can kind of communicate with animals anyway.
Same. I mean, look at Padfoot, for instance.
Yeah.
I just gotta look at him.
The top comment says, what is it with OP and getting intimately familiar with Hulk Hogan's body parts? Same. Wondering the same. And now we take an Instagram break because we posted photos before we started recording. What was supposed to be an Instagram break turned into a snack break, so... Yeah. Sorry about that. We're literally, like, barely 15 minutes into this podcast, and we've already had to take, like, a 20-minute break for snacks.
I thought it's been at least a half an hour on those questions.
No.
Oh my gosh.
We breezed through them. It took, like, 5 minutes. Even with our tangents.
It was bad.
Okay. So I shared this thing on Facebook, and it's one of those where you type in something and then you use your predictive text to make a poem. So this one, the prompt was roses are red. So when I did it, mine was, really? Okay, well, someone rang the doorbell and scared the shit out of us and then took forever to go away. They rang the doorbell and knocked. All the while, Patty is still, like, freaking growling and, like, soft barking. He's, like, doing such a good job protecting us. He's the best dog.
But what's funnier is what kind of person it was.
It was kids and parents.
Kids and parents.
Which is the best kind of... you know, it's back to school season. Every single one of those kids has come home with, like, 18 fundraisers already. And the parents are like, I really don't want to go door to door selling fucking wrapping paper and pizzas. Like, that's outrageous. Patty. He's so upset. Patty! Come here. He's like, bitch, fuck you. I'm going to protect. Oh, there we go. Good boy. Good boy, Patty. It's okay. They went away. They went away.
He's still anxious.
I know. He's like, someone's trying to get into my house. He protect.
Oh, we were talking about the poems.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay. Mine was, roses are red. Lol, yeah, she was. The best thing to happen. I don't know if it's a problem. And snaps.
And mine was, roses are red. Oh god, I'm so fucked. I'm glad you got this dirty. Save me for later. This really says a lot about who I am, too, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, god. Oh, I'm trying to pick out my favorite one. Oh, yeah. My sister commented, and hers was, roses are red wine, and I am so, 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 I am so. But she has an Android, so... Yeah.
My friend Michelle had, roses are red. Thank y'all, too. Everyone is in love. The only reason, goat. And the thing about the goats is that so many times her phone replaces something she said with goats.
Why?
It's like, her phone replaced goats with for gorgeous.
Oh my God.
So she's like, your laundry room is so goats. I love it.
Oh, hang on. Let's find another one. Okay, Gretchen's was, roses are red or blue, and the color of a rainbow is just the color. You can tell it's an aspen by the way it is. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I wish we had more of those. They're so funny. Who has been... Oh, sorry. Husband has been texting me. We thought about doing a live Periscope where you probably can't see us, but we would be able to see your comments and you'd be able to interact like real time while we record the podcast. I don't know. I thought that might be kind of cool. But... we realized we have to get some other device to go live on, because if we use one of our phones, we can't look at it to look at memes and shit. So, you know, it is what it is. So, pure silence. Y'all, we are still so new at this. It's...
yes.
Ridiculous. We, what is that from? Oh my god. I love Forrest Gump. I love it.
It's just a gif of the new Pennywise where he's just shaking the hand.
Yeah.
And Forrest Gump waving back. I love it.
Okay, this one. It's okay. It says every girl's weakness, and it shows a girl's thigh and one of those like launch it sticky hands slapped onto her leg. Oh, like a guy putting his hand on your thigh. Is...
I couldn't see what it was. And I was like, is that a paddle? I'm excited.
On the top of your thigh? What kind Why of not? Heathen are you?
Shh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. It's an April Fool's Day prank. And kid has an empty Hellman's, like a clean Hellman's mayo jar, and a bunch of vanilla pudding. And he puts all the pudding inside the mayo jar and says, ready for April Fool's Day. Gonna take it to school and eat it. And then an update says, ate 3/4 of the jar, and I made 3 teachers gag, and 1 friend got angry at me. And And then someone else responds, fuck, bro, I thought you were going to fill all those cups with mayonnaise and hand them out at school and some serious shit was going to go down. That would be so mean. I would be pissed. Nobody ever did good pranks at my school.
No.
Like, our senior prank, we just, you know, released a ton of bouncy balls.
I know what we did
for And they, ours. Like, literally suspended people for that. We had, like, 5,000 bouncy balls and just, you know, bounced them all down the stairs one afternoon.
Yeah.
And they suspended people. It was ridiculous.
I didn't participate in the senior prank.
I contributed money to the purchase of the bouncy balls.
I was so out of the loop in high school, I don't even know what the prank was. That's how many people
I don't remember. Like, how big was your class?
There are a lot of people.
Yeah, my school had 80 kids in my class.
Well,
86, I think. I don't remember exactly. A couple people got suspended for getting high. Or expelled. Senior year, with like a month left to go of school, and you come to school late, first of all, so you have to go to the office, and also stoned. It's really stupid. I'm just on the best of Tumblr, scrolling through. I don't do this any other time. Like, I'll just find stuff on my feed, but then I don't want to go back through and try and find all the shit that I've shared. My body. I need fruits and vegetables, please. I'm begging you. Me. You want bread? I got you some bread.
Oh, I have something like that. Body? Oh, you want water? Oh, you want iced coffee?
Iced coffee. Yes, please. Yes, have some. I definitely went to Starbucks before this. I didn't get coffee, but...
Coffee sounds so good right now.
Well, you have, like, the mother of all Keurigs, so... Oh! Oh, it's too low. Oh, no, it's just one kitten. It's just a long kitten. And its fur is in the shape of a heart, and it's so cute.
That is cute.
Oh, I love kittens. And it also kind of looks like it's got devil horns in the same pattern as the heart. So he's evil, but he'll love ya.
Ooh. Type, I like girls because, and then hit the center button until it makes a sentence.
Okay, I'm going to go into our Facebook chat and do that. Okay, what am I typing in?
I like girls because.
Mine's not particularly racy. I like girls because I know how much they love me. The end.
I like girls because I don't want you.
Suck it, men.
That was so harsh.
I have, like, a mosquito bite on my thigh, and so it's in, like, the absolute worst position to scratch while also wearing pants.
Take them off.
I'm okay.
Clothing is optional.
I know that, but I'm cold, so. There's more boobs now. I can't handle it. They just look so good. And if you've been on our Instagram today, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Round. She's jiggling them now. Just jiggling. I need to go back and find something else to talk about.
Besides boobs?
I wonder if Gordon Ramsay lays in bed at night thinking of metaphors for undercooked foods and Snickers to himself.
No, I just need to go into my photos because I save anything I find funny.
Oh, yeah. That's smart. If I had my new iPhone, I could do that. I'm looking at you, UPS driver. The delivery window was 12:30 to 4:30. I left my house at 4:30. I just belched into the microphone. I'm so sorry. And the fucking driver had not been there. I'm so angry.
Okay. I have one for you, Caitlin.
Okay. Hit me.
It's a question.
Oh, dear.
Kind of. What if humans lost all their skin every winter and walked around as skeletons and the trees got pissed when they had to rake all our skin off their lawns?
I don't know if I'm too high for that question or not high enough. Can you repeat the question?
What if humans lost all their skin every winter and walked around as skeletons and the trees got pissed when they had to rake our skin off their lawns?
I get it better now. I get it. Yeah, that would be hilarious.
That would be awesome!
It's a role reversal.
Every year, do you get, you just, do you come back as your perfect weight?
Oh, so you're given multiple chances to fuck up and learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
I would be so fucking skinny.
Do you lose your organs, too? I said walk around a skeleton. Skeletons wouldn't be able to hold all the
organs. Well, it said skin, not muscles or fat. So.
But it said walk around a skeletons. Fuck!
Technically, you would still be a skeleton, right?
I feel like if you're a skeleton, you're just bones. That's what skeletons are. God damn it. What? Now I can't answer the question. It just says skin, but then it says skeletons, and there's still muscle tissue to get through. What about fatty tissue? What do we do with it?
I say we're just bones.
So you lose you lose your brain and everything. No, maybe your brain can stay. It's inside the skull, but then you wouldn't have a heart. Are you even alive at this point?
It's an alternate reality. We've covered this before. Things can be different. You know? These Elf on the Shelf memes.
Yeah.
They've been killing me lately. My favorite one so far is the one of Ted Cruz on the Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
Zodiac killer on a caterpillar.
God. Oh, I have that one I sent you.
Hey, God, this is a giant Toblerone. It's like the size of a toddler.
It might be bigger than a toddler.
It's bigger than my toddler. Okay, sorry.
Hey, I'm Doug. And that's God, spelled backwards with a little U mixed in.
It's so smooth.
I know.
It's cheesy as fuck, but so smooth. I'd probably talk to him. Where did my lighter go?
I just don't like the name Doug.
No, I knew a Doug once.
And
he was a perv. Oh, how did my lighter get in my pocket? What is this? I never knew that.
Sometimes all you need is a hug or someone to tell you that everything will be okay or some rough sex or whatever.
It's not wrong.
Exactly.
It's not. It just isn't.
Okay.
This one, no. You ever been so comfortable in bed you start rubbing your legs together like a cricket? Says Tumblr.com posts are getting so relatable. I'm convinced the government has 24/7 surveillance on me and is feeding it to me through this website to see if I notice.
Okay, I have a screenshot of some porn for you.
Yes!
This is different from what I told you earlier.
Oh.
Okay, so
I still need to see that one though.
It's coming.
Okay. Is it? Okay.
So It was really weird that this couple is having sex in front of the washer, but I like the doggy style. Everything is good, but all I can look at are these fucking donut boxers. I can't stop looking at them. And it really ruined the whole moment.
Those are like the worst thigh highs ever.
Yeah, but the donut boxers.
Yeah, but the thigh highs too.
Okay, yeah. Let me find this other screen. The fact that I have so many screenshots of porn on my phone is really an issue.
I love you exactly the way you are.
All right. So, we all know boobs are the best.
Of course. Unless they're these boobs.
It was so bad. She's tied up and everything. It's starting off really well. And then her bra comes off. And I
that
don't.
Is that looks like she has one breast implant.
I know.
Like literally, like you think of like Pamela Anderson in the 90s boob on one side and like
flapjack on the other
with a really off center nipple.
Yeah.
It's like way out there to the side.
So I have to show you when he's putting on the clothespins.
Is there a side view?
Just to show how crooked it is.
I don't know if you've ever seen Moana, but it looks like Heihei's eyes. I have a toddler, so we watch Moana 57 times a day.
I watch porn.
The difference. Life with kids and life without.
Life with the dog. Just watch a lot of porn.
Patty's tried to protect us from nothing.
I love him.
Is there more porn?
Oh, yes, there. No. It kind of is porn.
I love the safe for work porn.
Yes, like this. Okay, it might not be appropriate, but it would be funny. So, it's someone else's screenshot of porn, but it's cropped. So where
my
this
straw is broken, and I just spit everywhere.
Come get a new straw, Caitlin.
It's fine. I've got it. It's okay.
You tell him.
Oh my God, so, Patty. Scared the shit out of me.
So this girl is definitely giving a blowjob. And the guy has a hold of her hair and just has it up behind her head, all of it.
Yeah.
And someone put, "Aw, he's so nice doing his girlfriend's hair for her." Hashtag goals.
Yes. Yes. I've seen that and it is fucking hilarious.
Ooh, and I have the porn you sent me from the last podcast.
What? Oh, yeah.
The long butt crack.
It's this woman, and her butt is so large that her butt crack is like a cavern. And she's sticking her entire arm inside it and, like, soaping it up.
I don't want to.
The only reason I saw that is because of Brandon. I didn't, like, look it up.
Okay, how did he find it?
He trolls Tumblr for porn. I don't fucking know.
I definitely used to do that, too.
He follows, who is it? London Andrews, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's really hot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit if he looks at porn, because it's fine. It doesn't bother me. But,
I watch a lot of porn.
I know you watch a lot of porn.
If I was with someone who said that I couldn't watch porn, it would be over. That would just be the end of it. That's a deal breaker.
Sorry.
Sorry. See you never. He's calm again.
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's a little puppy. And it says, "I put my dog in a bag and she won't get out." And then it's like a series of four pictures of the dog just chilling in the fucking bag. It's... What the fuck? She's got paused porn on her phone.
Okay. So I was watching this.
Nobody's eyes roll back in their head when they give head.
Exactly.
It's so dumb.
But throughout this thing, I was really enjoying it. The whole beginning. And then she just started rolling her eyes back like that multiple times and leave them there. I'm like, okay, am I watching The Exorcist or is this porn? Like, what the fuck am I watching?
Is your head about to spin around with the dick inside it?
Right? So I fast forward a little bit thinking, okay, maybe when that's over, she'll be done with whatever the fuck that was.
I hate when it's one of those, you know, like, clips on Pornhub or whatever, where the dick sucking goes on for, like, 25 minutes.
I rather enjoy it, but I did not enjoy this one. Anyway. Even during sex, she's not looking at him, anything. Her eyes roll in the back of her head. And it's so fucking weird, because as you can see, she is kind of scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
She's not attractive.
No.
I don't want to look at her face. Okay, I think that's the last one I'm going to show you, because it might be getting weirder the more I go back into my phone.
All right, okay. Study. Eating ice cream for breakfast may improve mental performance. And then someone responds and says, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that the times I had ice cream for breakfast were not during the times my life was going well. Murderer via text. I'm going to kill you. Me, a week later. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I saw this when I was in the middle of doing something else and then just completely forgot about it. So much boot. She's taunting me.
I'm just massaging them.
She's caressing them. There's a difference. Do you know how hard it is to sit here on Facebook and scroll and not click on my notifications? Because then I will get sucked into the Facebook hole. And it just won't be good.
It just won't be good. I love this little... Is this embroidery? Is that what that's called?
Cross stitch. Yeah.
Says, calm your tit. Just one tit. Leave the other one crazy and out of control. That's your party tit. And someone put, in 200 years, some antique dealer is going to be very bewildered.
I loved it. When I was in middle school, one of my friends made a cat bed that looked like that. It was the shape of a fish. It was adorable.
I don't think that this cat's enjoying it.
No.
Where is my son? I want answers.
I want answers.
Okay, this is so relatable to me.
Okay.
Me, young and naive, I hope something good happens. Me now. I hope whatever bad thing happens is at least funny.
Given your run of bad luck, that's... I can understand why that's relatable. So, I think my favorite meme this week that I have seen is one of those classical paintings, you know, with text. And it's a guy reaching for a girl. And he says, damn, girl, are you sitting on a F5 key? Because that ass is refreshing. And she says, Rupert, are you a software update? Because not right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I quite enjoyed it. Oh. A year ago, yesterday... was when I first got introduced to podcasts.
Oh.
I started out listening to My Favorite Murder. And I love My Favorite Murder. It's hilarious. But then, I mean, that's not when I first got introduced to podcasts, because Brandon had been doing podcasts for a couple of years at that point. But, you know. I'm all out of memes. And we're all out of time. Yeah. So, we'll see you next time.
On Best Stuff.
Bye.
Bye.